In an April 16th interview with Polly Tommy, Dr. Paul Thomas explained how the American medical establishment incentivizes pediatricians to fully vaccinate their young patients and fines them if they don't. Vaccinations that have been proven to cause more death and harm than the diseases they are said to be preventing.
Well, as other practices started kicking people out of their practices if they weren't following the CDC schedule, I was getting more and more families who didn't want to do any vaccines, which was fine with me. So we took an entire month of every single billing sheet, and on every visit, on the back of that, our providers would mark off what vaccines we recommend according to the CDC schedule. Families could decline them, and then our billing department, insurance company by insurance company, vaccine by vaccine, we looked at how much money was being lost for vaccines that were refused, just the admin fee. So there's three main ways you make money off of vaccines in pediatrics. Number one is the admin fee. And you get about, it depends on the insurance company, every contract's different, but I would average it out to say about $40 for the first antigen and $20 for each subsequent antigen. So at, let's just say, a two-month well baby visit, there's a DPT, that's three shots, three antigens. Hib, Prevnar, Hep B, polio, rotavirus, six shots, eight antigens, about $240. Thank you for giving those shots. Multiply that by the fact that I was getting 30 to 40 newborns per month. They're coming in repeatedly at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 15, 18 months, and age two. So we looked at the admin fee loss, and for my practice that was billing at that time about $3 million gross, we were losing $1 million, over $1 million in vaccines that were refused. So you cannot stay in business if you're not giving pretty close to the CDC schedule. It just doesn't pencil out economically at all. But let me tell you about the other two ways we make money from vaccines. One is the markup. That's small. They don't allow a lot of profit on vaccines as far as markups. But they do this thing called incentives or bonuses, and it's called a quality bonus. Well, in pediatrics, one of the main quality measures is how well you vaccinate. Isn't that interesting? It has nothing to do with how healthy your kids are. Like when I studied my vaxxed versus unvaxxed patients, the unvaxxed were so incredibly healthy. They rarely got sick. They rarely would end up in an emergency room or in a hospital or with any chronic condition. So being unvaxxed results in very healthy kids who don't use a lot of medical dollars. Every health system should want that, but it's reversed. It's all flipped. It's bizarre. You're supposed to have had your kids up to date, about 80% of them by age two. Guess what percentage of my population was at fully vaccinated age two? 1%. The goal is 80%. So Dr. Paul gets an F minus. Basically what that means is not only do I not get paid the normal amount for everything else we do in the office, I get dinged maybe 10 or 15% off of those RVUs, relative value units that are ascribed to everything you do in medicine is given a value. If you do very well on your quality measures, you're a really good vaccinator, you may get an additional 10% on everything you do in your office. That's huge. SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome. When you hear the word syndrome, it means we don't know what it is. We don't know what causes it. Well, we actually have a pretty good clue because there are six data sets, studies, that looked at SIDS when that infant died relative to when they got a vaccine. In one data set, 97% were in the first 10 days after the vaccine. For the six other studies, a couple of them showed that 50% of the deaths happened in the first week, but 75 to about 90% of those deaths are happening in the first week after vaccines in all these studies. We've known this for decades. The countries that have the most infant vaccines have the highest infant mortality. Guess where the U.S. stands? We are number one in infant vaccines. We are number one in industrial countries for infant mortality. There's a document, 450-page legal document, that has tables showing for every single disease for which we have a vaccine, there are more deaths from the vaccine than there are from the disease for which we have that vaccine.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.